So I wasn't expecting a foam rubber mummy head. It was early my freshman year in college, and I was adjusting to life away from home for the very first time, being thrown into an environment with new rules, new people, new responsibilities. And I had made a handful of friends. We were all returning from lunch from the dining hall, and on our way to the dorms, we're going to pick up our things for the next class. On our way, we stopped at the post office to get our mail, and waiting for me there was a care package from home. Now, for those of you who've either made or received a care package for a college student, you know the basics of what goes inside of it. There's the obligatory pack of ramen noodles. There is a package of Oreo cookies, sometimes 4, sometimes 8, sometimes 64, and of course, coffee. Also in my care package were 3 blank audio cassettes, which would be used for either copying the CDs of my friends that I had just made, or for making mixtapes for my new friends. There was a pullover that my mother had made for me because every single mother is worried that her child is just not warm enough. And all of these were very much appreciated by a 19-year-old me, and none of these were completely unexpected. But then there was the foam rubber mummy's head. I've always been a fan of Halloween, and I've always enjoyed silly little things. So this was perfect. It was right up my alley. It is the perfect Halloween decoration for a college student, for it is both irreverent and unbreakable. And it was an instant hit with all of my friends who had seen me open the care package. You can tell by its shape what a bunch of 19-year-old boys are going to end up doing with this. It soon became a volleyball. One of us threw it up in the air and yelled for someone to catch it, "Heads up!" And the person who caught it declared that he was ahead of the game. When it was caught by the next person, they really suggested that it was time to head back to the dorm. And someone else claimed that, "Don't you think you're getting a little ahead of yourself?" Well, they said, "I may be, but it's okay, for I do have a sound head upon my shoulders." And it only got worse from there. For the next 15 minutes, we're filled with puns that were more and more strained. Some of us just didn't have the skull to keep the game going. But eventually, we went back to the dorms, and I put my head down, and I went to class. The stress of being a new college student in a strange environment with new people, for a moment, forgotten. That's the power of a care package. I'm sure that some of you are aware that the very first care packages were created by the Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe in 1946. They were packages filled with U.S. Army surplus rations, and they were meant to be purchased stateside for people to send to friends and relatives overseas in Europe who were recovering from the devastation of World War II. This organization would not only mail these packages, but if the person was not able to be found at their previous address, they would act like a detective and hunt them down and find them, maybe providing the first contact with these people from a relative long away for a long time. Care packages have since morphed into boxes of creature comforts. They are sent to loved ones who serve in the armed forces, obviously college students, and anyone else who may be away from home for the very first time. And they seem to be especially prevalent this time of year in fall. For fall is a season of change. New school year, new jobs, new opportunities often come up when the temperature drops. And as in all times of changes, they always bring times of stress. So comfort is needed. And a good care package will bring comfort to those living in that new and stressful environment. One of the most beautiful things a care package can do is it reminds you of home. We heard the children talk about all of those lovely things of home. Home is one of those beautiful words with an absolutely rich diversity of meaning. And it has so many interpretations that when I say home, what I think of, I am sure, is completely different than what each of you are thinking out there. In this instance, I want you to remember that home is not a physical building alone. Some of us were raised in two or three or a dozen buildings while we were growing up. Home may not be the people who were your guardians when you were a child. For some of us have had very complicated relationships with our families of origin. What home is a state of mind. Home is the feeling of belonging. It's where you can be vulnerable and still feel safe. It's where you can be your honest self and not have to worry about being judged by those around you. It's a place where you can become your best self. Some of us were lucky. Some of us were raised by people who provided a good home. Some of us found homes in our best friend's house. Some of us found homes for the very first time when we walked into a Unitarian Universalist church. But wherever and whenever you found it, home allowed you to be whole. So if you have a care package, if you're making your own, what is in your care package that reminds you of home? What allows you to remember that your whole self is good enough? Is there a time that you can recall where your simple presence to a friend in need was all that they needed to get through? Have you received a thank you note for an action you did that seemed so innocuous at the time that absolutely touched your heart? How about just a simple hug from a grandchild? Being present at a social justice event? Standing with others who believe the same? How about a returned smile from a stranger? There are so many times in our lives where just being yourself in that moment is enough. And we can be so quick to write them off as, well, it's just what I do. You're right. It is just what you do. And it's enough. So it deserves to be in your care package. Now, as you may recall, that package I received back in October also had blank audio cassettes in it. So I'm going to talk to my Gen Xers who are in the congregation for a minute. Do you all remember as Gen Xers the power of the mixtape? Yeah. For some of us, the mixtape was not a simple collection of your favorite songs. This was a deep artistic expression. All right? You had to find the right songs that would come to exactly 45 or 30 minutes per side that would flow together to create the perfect mood for a very specific situation or person. If somebody made you a mixtape, that was a big deal. And if somebody asked you for a mixtape, that was a way of them letting you know that they thought there was something special or amazing about you. And they wanted to have a part of that. I am a firm believer that artistic expression is part of the divine working through us. Whether we are sewing or baking or drawing, painting, dancing, singing or music making, the act of creating is to touch the divine. And each of you here is a creator in your own special way. I have yet to meet anyone, especially a Unitarian Universalist, without a creative bone in their body. Now, some of you may challenge me on this. I've had many people say that they can't draw a stick figure, or they couldn't carry a tune if it came with handles. But you have to remember what creation is. It's more than the fine arts. I have seen people make amazing, beautiful gardens, and these people have claimed not to be creative. I have teacher friends who say that they are not artistic, but yet can find ways to reach a child to help them make that penny drop that others had never dreamed possible. I have seen people do amazing and beautiful things with spreadsheets. You joke, but when it comes time to do a capital campaign, you are going to want that person with you. So think twice before you deny the creator that is in yourself. Embrace it and take it and put it in your care package. So if we have all those creature comforts and we have the artistic expression, how does this go into your care package? What's the deal with the foam rubber mummy head bald guy? There's a reason I keep this thing around. This comes out every year, of course, at Halloween. And every year, to my children's chagrin, I tell the story of the very bad head puns. But this story sticks with me for a very simple reason. It's one of the first times I stopped trying to impress people and being something I wasn't while I was at college. I stopped playing the tough guy, and I just let myself be myself. I allowed myself to be silly for a little bit. This is perhaps the most important thing you can put into a care package. The thing that allows you to see yourself for what you truly are and to make peace with it. This is the thing that allows you to appreciate the moment, to be in the here and now. So what's that thing for you? What do you do that helps you see yourself and helps you see the best self that you can become? How many of you are familiar with the term spiritual practice? Okay, good. Good. I'm not surprised in this congregation. How many of you are familiar with this book, Everyday Spiritual Practice? All right. It's a book. It's available from the UUA bookstore. I did not bring my copy. This copy was hiding in Wick's office. I wasn't surprised he would have it. If you get a chance to borrow this from Wick or to buy a copy of this book, I highly recommend it. There is, in here, there's a great chapter about prayer as spiritual practice written by somebody who you may recognize. But it states in this book that spiritual practice is any activity or attitude in which you can regularly and intentionally engage and which significantly deepens the quality of your relationship with the miracle of life both within you and beyond. Spiritual practice is a practice of meaning making, and there are so many ways to do it. Prayer and meditation are some of the most common spiritual practices, And no, they are not for everybody. Taking a walk in nature and truly appreciating the beauty around you. To see those leaves as moments of stained glass windows when the sun comes through them. That's a spiritual practice. To read a bedtime story to a child and to truly feel the connection between you and that child and the story, that is a spiritual practice. To risk yourself and stand up for racial justice in a public square, that can be a spiritual practice. Writing a list of things that you're grateful for, kneading bread by hand, and feeling the heat of the yeast as it works its magic. That is spiritual practice. To let yourself experience awe and wonder in the everyday. And it goes in your care package. So what fills you with wonder? What allows you to explore your deeper self? What connects you to the larger picture of the universe? I'm sure some of you may already have a spiritual practice that you cherish. And I'm willing to bet that some of you have absolutely no idea of what a spiritual practice would look like for you. And that's okay. You don't need to know. You need to try. It's not called a spiritual perfect. It's a spiritual practice. Try something different. See what works for you. Find out what doesn't, and ask others what they do. Try that a few times. Experiment. Play with it. Try. Try. Try again, and you will find that trying in and of itself can indeed be a spiritual practice. So here's your care package. It's filled with those reminders of home and moments of comfort. It is the desire to create and to practice meaning making. So what are you going to do with it now? Remember the role of the care package. Bring comfort in times of change. It is to ground you when things are chaotic. And if there's one thing I have learned over the past year, it's that change is constant. There will always be moments of chaos. So keep it open. Reach into it often. Return to it regularly, and you may find that your life might just be a little calmer and a little easier to handle. You might find yourself breathing just a little easier when the winds of change suck all of the air out of the room. And the great thing about a care package is that it never runs out. Use it every day. And it'll help you keep your head.